Students who play on the Buffalo Finians under 12 football team demonstrated their ability on the West Seneca soccer field. That's where the games will take place next summer.
Gaelic sports is like nothing really a lot of people in America have ever seen unless you kind of know about it.
Matthew Lamont of Buffalo is head coach of the under 12 Gaelic football team.
It's not soccer, it's not rugby. It's a completely different sport that's been around longer than any of them.
Riley Shea of Orchard Park Middle School and Stephen Higgins, a student at Frederick Law Olmsted School, both play in this Gaelic football league.
And you don't have all the equipment on that a football player would wear.
Not at all. We wear cleats, soccer cleats, jersey, high shorts, and socks.
Kind of what makes it its own sport is that you have to either bounce it on the ground and every few steps, and then you can only toe tap it.
All right, guys, let's go!
A local organizing committee spent 3 years to lure these games to Buffalo. Chairman of the committee, Padraig Walsh, says much preparation work will get underway at the soccer fields in West Seneca to prepare for next July.
We're going to transform this place into 15 individual Gaelic football fields of different sizes because of different age groups.
Now, while Gaelic football is more like soccer, Walsh described the hurling competition as hockey in the air.
Hurling is the fastest field sport in the world. They have traced it back over 3,000 years as a warrior sport.
Next year's Gaelic Youth Games are expected to bring in 18,000 visitors from around the U.S. and Canada. Local leaders and those closely tied with the Gaelic Games say Buffalo is a perfect match, given its strong Irish-American roots. Coach Lamont has the red hair that represents his heritage.
So if you were to trace your red hair, where does it come from?
My father's red hair. And his mother, they're from Ireland and Scotland, so that's where that comes from.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.